Black Lives Matter co-founder who bought four homes says she is supporting family. By Joel B. Polak on April 16, 2021. Patrice Cullors, a co-founder of Black Lives Matter, told interviewer Mark Lamont Hill on Thursday that there is no contradiction between her radical left-wing politics and owning four homes because she is providing for her extended family. In the interview, on Black News Tonight, Hill asked Cullors, also known as Khan Cullors, after spouse Jinnah Khan, about the truth of reports that she had bought four homes since 2016, including a $1.4 million compound in the remote Topanga Canyon neighborhood of LA and a vacation home with an airplane hangar in Georgia, and that she and her spouse had considered buying exclusive property in the Bahamas also. The reports prompted criticism from within the Black Lives Matter movement, and questions about her source of funds. She replied that never taken a salary from the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, and that she had other sources of income from her work as a college professor, as a TV producer, an author, and a YouTube content creator. In a statement, the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation said she had not received any compensation from the group since 2019, though she had received $120,000 from the group since 2013 for performing specific duties. She added, "Organizers should get paid for the work that they do. They should get paid a living wage. And the fact that the right-wing media is trying to create hysteria around my spending is, frankly, racist and sexist." She claimed that homes she bought in the Black community, such as homes in Inglewood and South Los Angeles, were to provide for her family. Cullors said that she had not been to the Bahamas to shop for homes, and had not been there since she was 15 years old. Hill agreed that the right's criticism of her was racist and sexist, but posed criticism from the left about a potential contradiction between your expressed politics, Cullors has called herself a trained Marxist, and your lived practice. She disagreed with that critique, saying, "The way that I live my life is a direct support to Black people, including my Black family members. First and foremost, I see my money as not my own. I see it as my family's money, as well." She also said that her work with Black Lives Matter had raised money for Black people, including a survival fund for the poor. Part 2. Mark Lamont Hill, at Mark Lamont Hill, April 16, 2021. "The point of the criticisms," she said, "was to discredit me, but also to discredit the movement." She added, "We have to stay focused on white supremacy." Part 3. Mark Lamont Hill, at Mark Lamont Hill, April 16, 2021. Cullors broke down as she told Hill that she had spent the last week with security as her homes had appeared in the news. She responded to claims that Black Lives Matter should distribute funds to the Black community by noting that while that was sympathetic, the organization was not a charity and was not the government. "I do understand why people expect that from us," she said, "but I think it's important that people recognize there are other places they can also get grants. There are other places they can also get resources. And, most importantly, our target should be the United States government. Our target should be calling on Congress to pass reparations." Hill's program airs nightly at 8 p.m. on the Black News Channel. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.